It's funny when we lived in Ogasawara, though, isn't it? There were so many positive things, but there was also certain things we missed. But firstly, what can you recall any of those really, really special positive things that you felt when you lived there?
It was just a very peaceful lifestyle, very connected to nature. The beaches were gorgeous, the weather was really nice. People were very warm. But yeah, after the last year, that was the hardest for me. I started to miss so many things about living in mainland Japan.
What kind of things did you miss?
I missed going to the movies, going to a cafe and sitting down and reading books and reading magazines and all of that comes with a big city, the cultural aspects of it. What about you? What did you miss?
Yeah, those things, like everything was so naturally confined, so you could the entertainment, you knew what was going to happen. So when we came back to mainland Japan, it was so unpredictable. You could, as you say, go for a drive or take a train and stumble across some cafe or some restaurant that you've never seen before and go in, and you were anonymous and they had a menu that you never seen before, and you could sit there and then really enjoy that. And it was impossible to enjoy that in Ogasawara to do such things, and there certainly wasn't any cinemas or anything like that, or shopping centers or modern things.
Would you like to go back?
I'd love to go back there because the community was so strong and so solid, and it's like it felt, I wasn't born there and I'm not even Japanese, but I felt completely like I was in my hometown every time I was there. And totally accepted and in the place and in the community.